In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is Our Lady's birthday, and we don't usually celebrate the saints' birthdays. Instead, the feasts which you find in the calendar are the day these saints died, because on that day they were taken to heaven. But some birthdays we do celebrate. First, of course, our Lord's birthday on Christmas, and then on summer we celebrate the birthday of Saint John the Baptist, because he was sanctified in his mother's womb. And now, at the start of fall, we celebrate Mary's birthday, and the reason is that she was born into this world full of grace, as the best of all God's creatures. When Mary was born, numerous angels came down from heaven to surround her crib and sing her beauty and holiness. And we want to offer Mary a gift, and because she's the best of all God's creatures, we want to give her the very best gift we can. I was thinking of a good story to tell you about giving a good gift, and I decided to tell this one. There was a girl named Jenny who was with her mom in the shop, and she saw a circle of glistening white toy pearls in a pink foil box, and Jenny asked her mom to buy them. Mom checked the cost and said that they cost $1.95, and if Jenny really wanted them, she could do some extra chores at home and save enough money to buy them. And since her birthday was coming, she might get $1 from Grandma. So as soon as Jenny got home, she emptied her penny box and counted out 17 cents. She did more than her share of chores, and she went to the neighbor and asked if she could pick dandelions for 10 cents. And on her birthday, Grandma did give her a new dollar bill, and at last she had enough money to buy the necklace. Jenny loved her pearls very much because they made her feel dressed up and grown up. She wore them everywhere she went. Jenny had a very loving dad who every night read her a story. And one night when he finished the story, he asked Jenny, "Do you love me?" "Oh yes, Daddy, you know that I love you," she answered. "Then give me your pearls." But Jenny did not want to give her pearls. She offered her favorite doll, but Daddy did not take it. About a week later, after the story time, Jenny's dad asked again, "Do you love me?" Again Jenny said she loved him, and Dad said, "Then give me your pearls." Again Jenny liked her pearls so much that she did not want to give them. She offered any other of her toys, all which she loved, but Dad did not want them, just said, "It's okay," and he left. A few nights later, when her dad was ready for another story, he found Jenny in her room with her chin trembling and a few tears on her cheek. "What is it, Jenny? What's the matter?" he said. Jenny didn't say anything, but she lifted her hand up to her dad, and when she opened it, there was her little pearl necklace. With a little quiver, she finally said, "Here, Daddy, it's for you." Dad took the dime store necklace, and then from his pocket, he pulled out a blue velvet case, and inside there was a strand of genuine pearls, and those pearls he gave to Jenny. He had them all the time. He was just waiting for her to give up the dime store stuff so he could give her a genuine treasure. So children, what Our Lady wants most from us on her birthday is the things we are too much attached to. Often we want something we don't really need, or we might even be attached to something which is harmful for us, namely sin. For example, if your parents and teachers tell you to do something what you would not want to do and then refuse, that would be a sin. The best gift you can give to Mary is forget what you want and always do the will of God and the will of your parents and your teachers. In return, God gives us something much better than what we are attached to. Even if you would never get another birthday gift in your life, God has given you something better. To all who love Him, He has given Jesus and Mary. If we love Mary, we love Jesus, and those gifts which God has given us will never be lost or taken away. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.